Now, I'm bringing this up now because I wasn't following this election because I don't live in Arizona. Why didn't Carrie Lake bring this up at the start of Katie Hobbs' campaign? Why didn't the current governor of Arizona, why didn't the people of Arizona, why didn't the Tempe, Arizona Tribune, why didn't the CBS station that Carrie Lake worked for in Tucson, why didn't they bring this up? Why weren't there editorials? Why weren't people in the Democrat Party saying, this is a compromise? She's compromised. She needs to recuse herself. Because just the other day, in a room filled with filled out mail-in ballots, there was Katie Hobbs, Secretary of State, just a sashaying around, touching the ballots, looking at the stacks, picking them up and weighing them. Now, we're watching this. We're going like, what the hell is going on here? Well, here's what's going on. This system of tyranny doesn't have any ethics built into it. There is no obedience to the unenforceable. And it's not going to fix itself because the people that are participating in it have spent an entire life being groomed to perpetuate it. What do you propose to do about that? We're going to get tougher election laws. I think elections are actually the problem. You know, Fiorella was just basically challenging me to become the radical of my day and to say every age has someone that campaigns against the norm, against the status quo. Well, let that someone, let the record reflect. This got to be another way, and there is another way, and we must find it. It is not your civic duty to go out and vote. It is your civic duty, for the sake of your children and your progeny, to find another way, because this one is completely and irrevocably busted. By the by, while we're on this subject here, let me just I'll repeat what I said to Fiorella, because some of you may not have heard it, and some of you may already know it because you're sharp cookies and you're reading some of the same stuff that I'm reading. Maybe you just don't have as much time because you have a real job. Like my father-in-law likes to joke to me all the time, church, what you do, that ain't work. You sitting down and yapping into a mic, that's not work. All right, okay, dude. Okay, pops, you're right, not work. 68% of all unmarried women are registered Democrat. And it appears, if you're to believe the finicky exit polls, that 68% of those women, that all that 100% of that percent of them did what they were supposed to do, which was to go out and vote on the side of the diabolic fake sacrament that is murdering the soon-to-be-born, abortion. So when Maggie brought this up to me this morning and said, well, you know, what's the solution to this? And this guy was writing about this. This guy, Crisis Magazine, is writing about it. It's a very good piece. We're going to get into it. The bureauogamy. He comes to the proper demographic conclusion. That is a blue wall. That is a blue wall. That is an evil wall. That is a wall of pure, unmitigated, murderous evil. It's like a Terminator. Especially when it comes to old people and babies.
It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear. And it absolutely will not stop.
Ever.
Until you are dead.
Campaigning for us, for our death. You may not think that that's what it's doing. Because the philosophers teach us, St. Thomas Aquinas included, that what men do, all men do everything they do for what they perceive to be a good. There's nothing good about abortion. There's nothing good about laying babies into trash cans and letting them cry themselves to death because they survived an abortion. What kind of a barbaric, ghastly people allow that? What kind of a ghastly, barbaric people know that that's happening 50 miles away on the other side of this thing called a state border and do nothing about it? and instead say, well, those people are going to have to vote against that. Just stop with the voting. Stop. As I was telling Mr. Barrett yesterday or on Friday, here in this state of Louisiana, we're pretty blessed. When our pro-love life amendments and our constitutional amendments, there are two now, we're on the ballot. Actually, there's three because there's a marriage amendment against sodomites and lesbians getting marriage here in this state. When they're on the ballot in this state, they don't not only pass, the Love Life Amendment passed like 78-22. The previous Constitution Amendment passed by a similar margin. And our prohibition against anyone being married outside of one man, one woman, that amendment also passed in the high 70s. So when something goes on the ballot here, it's not this 51-49 BS horse race to perdition.